T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gary Myers, NFL reporter, of course, and author, got another book coming out next month or in October, joins us at on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Gary, how you doing?
What's going on, Bo?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Good, good. What's going on? What do you got?
We got preseason football. I mean, we're excited about that. I mean, at least it's not real football, but it's semi-real football.
Yeah.
How many people will be at the? By the way, is when they rebuilt that stadium? I was saying before the Giant. I actually haven't been inside the new stadium yet, but the outside looks so awful. Does it look better on the inside?
Well, it can't look any worse.
Yeah.
On the inside, it looks like an air conditioner vent on the outside.
That's right. That's good. Good description.
It has zero character. It's just a bigger, more expensive Giant Stadium. And that's what happened because you had two teams that hate each other. They split the bill on it. The Giants wanted a retro look. The Jets wanted like all glass on the outside, a real modern look to it. And they compromised on making it look like an air conditioner vent. So that, there you have it. And it only cost $1.8 billion. So.
Yeah, 1.8. That was well worth it. All right, Gary, how long do you expect the Giants starters to play tonight? 1-2 series?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally what teams do is get the first team up. You know, it depends. If they go 3-and-out, they'll play another series. If they have a long series, you know, maybe they'll only play the one. But I would suspect it's just to give them a chance to look at somebody else's defense, you know, for 5 to 10 plays, and then the rest of the game will just be evaluation.
Gary, what's
of
the vibe
of the young guys?
What's the vibe with Saquon Barkley in New York? Is that somebody that the Giants fans have been happy with, are happy with, or would they have wanted somebody else?
Well, I mean, listening to everybody talk about him, he's already right down the road from you in Canton.
Yeah, that's true.
It's my personal opinion is the Giants made a mistake, that they should have taken Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen Eli play almost every game in the last 3-4 years, and I know he's been surrounded by an offensive line that can't protect anybody, and last year all the receivers were gone by the fifth game of the year, so he's handicapped by that. But I've also seen his skills deteriorate over that period of time, and I'm just not sure how much he has left. And when you're picking that high, now I know the Browns pick that high every year, but the Giants don't. And so I think when you're picking that high, you have to take advantage, especially in a good quarterback year, of setting things up for the future. And while Barkley might have been the best player in the entire draft, he still plays a position that, you know, if you get 5 good years out of him,
right,
you consider yourself fortunate, where they could have really set themselves up for the next decade by taking Darnold, especially after, you know, the Browns did the Jets a favor, as it turns out, by taking Baker Mayfield, because neither the Giants nor the Jets had any interest in him.
Yeah, well, and we'll see who ends up being the best one. I think Josh Rosen's going to be better than all of them, although I like Baker more than Darnold, but we'll see.
Well, the problem with Josh Rosen is that he had 2 concussions last year. I think it was both of them last year. And the way things are going now in the NFL, teams are scared of players that have had concussions, and you're always afraid when you've had multiple concussions that the next one, you know, comes with even a lesser hit.
Right.
So, but other than that, I agree with you. I think Josh Rosen's going to be terrific if he can stay on the field.
We're talking with Gary Myers, NFL reporter. Gary, you know, you mentioned Sam Darnold there. Here, Baker Mayfield, as of this point, the game plan, you know, we know these things change. The coaches say the guy's not going to start, and then he does. As of now, Baker Mayfield has not taken any first-team reps. It's been all Tyrod Taylor, and the game plan is that he's going to play week one. It seems like the opposite, where they have a veteran in Josh McCown for the Jets. Are you as convinced as some people are that Sam Darnold's going to play week one, or do you still think they may go Josh McCown or even Teddy Bridgewater early?
Well, I think the best-case scenario for the Jets is that Darnold plays really well in the preseason games, and that Bridgewater plays really well in the preseason games, and then somewhere along the way, although you never want anybody to get hurt, that some team suffers a debilitating injury in its starter, and because Bridgewater's played well, the Jets can then maybe flip them and get a traditional 4 or 3 or something like that. As far as Darnold playing Week 1, I think it depends if they feel they can protect them, Adam. That if it's a situation where the offensive line's going to have a hard time keeping the pass rush off of him, then you might as well let Josh McCown take the hits. It's kind of like it was in 2004 with Eli and Kurt Warner.
Right.
At the beginning of the season, the Giants knew their offensive line couldn't protect. So I was calling Kurt Warner back then a stunt double for Eli, that they just let him take the hits, and when the offensive line was good enough to protect, they put Eli in. And I think that's going to be similar to the Jets' approach. And that's not saying that Darnold won't start the opener if the line is okay. And he's played really well in the preseason, then they think enough of him and they trade up a bunch to get him. They're not adverse to starting him, but at this point, I'd still probably be a little bit surprised if they went in that direction, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Gary, what's the status on the contract talks between the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr.? Do you expect something to get worked out long-term with Odell before the season starts?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're moving in that direction. I think it's just a matter of finding some middle ground on the guaranteed money and the average year payout. He wants to be the highest paid player in the league. Mm-hmm. We know that's not going to happen, but he'll probably become the highest paid receiver in the league. And the Giants have always wanted to keep Beckham here. It was just a question of, you know, can he grow up a little bit?
Mm.
And I think they saw enough in the offseason that they feel that he's turned the corner on that. And he has a very good relationship with Pat Shurmur to this point. And then the other thing the Giants wanted to make sure was that he was okay physically after suffering that ankle injury against the Browns in the preseason last year, which may or may not have led to the broken ankle he suffered in Week 5. They needed to see him out on the field to make sure that he was going to be back to being the same player before they made a huge investment in him. So I think they've checked both those boxes, and now they just have to come to a meeting of the minds on where the contract is going to end up. But I do think it'll be done by the first game.
We're talking with NFL writer and author Gary Myers on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Gary, what is the, especially after Hard Knocks, I'm curious, what do you think nationally people think of Hugh Jackson between the 1-31 record, Hard Knocks, whatever. What's the national impression around the league about him right now?
You know, I watched the first episode, and it was obviously that meeting where some of the assistant coaches wanted everybody in uniform on the sidelines, even if they weren't going to practice, and Hugh asserted his authority and saying, well, I'm the head coach, and we're just going to do it my way, and you guys are going to have to live with it. I really was wondering there if he was just playing for the cameras or if he really is that, you know, it's my way, the highway kind of a guy with his assistant coaches. As far as the national perception of him, I was really surprised, I have to admit, that John Dorsey kept him. You have a junior general manager comes in with the first pick in the draft, and you have a coach who's 1-31. I don't care if it's Vince Lombardi. You got to have doubts on whether this guy's going to ever be a good head coach. It's really hard to win only one game in 2 years, no matter how bad your team is. I mean, that's a really hard thing to do. And I was just really surprised that he didn't bring his own guy in. He's obviously going to give him a chance now to prove that he can develop a rookie quarterback, and the talent is better this year. They probably won't win more than 4 or 5 games at the most, but the arrow's got to be pointing up by the end of the season, so he's going to keep his job. And again, I'm just surprised that a new general manager coming in there didn't want to start over with his own guy.
Are you surprised that it doesn't seem like the Browns are giving Baker Mayfield a chance to win the starting job, and they've already given it to Tyrod Taylor?
Well, if they felt they wanted to go, trust my memory, when did they trade for Tyrod? Was it before or after the draft?
Before.
It was before, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite remember.
Yeah,
but
it was before.
In any event, give up a third-round pick for a veteran quarterback like Taylor, it does send the message that you intend for him to start. Otherwise, you just could have picked up any veteran to be a mentor, and it wouldn't have cost you a third-round pick. So that was a pretty big price to pay right there to bring in Taylor. So, listen, I think if Mayfield completely outplays Taylor in the preseason and in practices, there'll be a lot of pressure on them to start Mayfield. But if their conviction is that the team's just not good enough to subject him to any physical abuse he might take, because the line's in transition, especially without Joe Thomas, then maybe it is the best thing to let him sit and watch for a little bit. But I'm never sold when teams make definitive statements on who's going to start in a situation like this, because the Browns fans want to see Baker Mayfield. They have no desire to see Tyrod Taylor.
Well, that's not totally the case, Gary. There are some fans that definitely want to see Tyrod Taylor, but I think most there's a segment of the fan base that definitely wants to see Tyrod Taylor, at least for a little bit.
Why? I mean, you have. I know this isn't the first time that the Browns have taken a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
But the expectations are higher for him than probably any of the others. When they drafted Tim Couch first overall, it was with an expansion team.
Right.
And there were no expectations. Now I think, with some of the personnel upgrades they've made, and, with Jarvis Landry and some of the others, that, they could have some success this year. I mean, why would you want Taylor to play when he's obviously just a stopgap guy?
I think it's about fans being shell-shocked from all the quarterbacks that have failed here, and they don't want to rush Baker Mayfield. I think that's all a lot of people
feel. Well, that I can understand.
Yeah.
And same thing I was saying about Darnold. If they can protect him, then play him. Because at some point you have to get the bumps in the road out of the way. Because for all these rookie quarterbacks, the key is always by year two, when they get to training camp, you want them being established and having their feet on the ground. And the only way to do that is to play him as a rookie. And it just depends on what the right point is to get him on the field. Some of them are ready to play right off the bat, like Carson Wentz was. Some of them aren't, and like Jared Goff wasn't. But now I would say, as long as Wentz is healthy, they can say that Goff and Wentz are pretty much on equal footing in terms of ability and chances to success. But, just as far as Mayfield is concerned, even if he's not starting the first game, I'd be shocked if by Halloween he's not starting.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Gary, before I let you go, I know you got a new book coming out October the 9th. Tell us what it's about.
Yeah, it's called How About Them Cowboys, and it's really kind of a fun behind-the-scenes look at the Jones family and the empire they built in Dallas, where they are the most successful brand in sports, probably worldwide, just in terms of their recognition and certainly in terms of their value, being worth almost $5 billion, even though they haven't been to a Super Bowl in over 20 years. But there's also other stuff in there. I really get into the Parcells years, the Jimmy Johnson years, the relationship between Romo and Jason Witten. I devote the last chapter to who's the heir apparent in the Jones family for taking over for Jerry. I think there's a lot of stuff in this book that people haven't read before. I mean, I know there is. And I think it's kind of a fun read, and I'm looking forward to when it comes out.
Very cool. Gary, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
And my next one's going to be, how about them Browns?
You got to do it. We need that eventually. Hopefully they'll be worth writing about soon.
I hope so. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Gary. All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.